Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us today and sticking around for a great conversation. We've got a two-part conversation today talking about Lutheran Youth Corps. What is it? Perhaps you've heard of other organizations that give youth an opportunity, young people, an opportunity to volunteer or serve, maybe around those college age years, after college. We're going to talk about Lutheran Youth Corps. Perhaps it's a pilot program that launches this summer. We're going to find out more about it in just a little bit. Hope you can stick around for the conversation. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, just go to our website, kfuo.org. Look for the sponsor section. There you'll find CUW in the sponsor section. Click on that, Concordia University, Wisconsin, and that'll take you to their page. You can find out all about Concordia University, Wisconsin, where they're located, the programs they offer. And the name Wisconsin is a little deceiving. While their main campus is in Wisconsin, they have programs all around the world, actually. So go check it out. Go to kfuo.org, look for the sponsor section there. You'll find the CUW logo and find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Well, as promised, our conversation today is about Lutheran Youth Corps. We have two guests, and one might be really familiar. I think you just heard from him just a matter of minutes ago. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Stephen Cholek from the Office of National Mission, also temporary host for the Bible study this week as well. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
We gave you a whole 5 minutes to run out of the studio.
Yeah, it was nice. I got a little blood pumping through again.
Well, welcome back. You're in the Office of National Mission and Special Projects Coordinator. What's the official title?
That is exactly it. Special Ministries Project Coordinator.
And specifically, primarily in the area of youth ministry, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you've got a busy schedule, especially with all the extra duties with Bible study this week, but we appreciate you taking some time to come talk with us about the Lutheran Youth Corps today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us by phone today, the Reverend Robert Kieslowski. He's the director of the director at Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Good morning, Pastor Kieslowski.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, how did all of this, this idea of Youth Corps come up, Stephen?
Well, there are so many times and so many different agencies that have come up with different projects and opportunities for young people, primarily those who have either just graduated from high school or have just graduated from college, to engage in a long-term sermon event to help other people. Now, probably the most famous for us is the Peace Corps, which President Kennedy was very instrumental in starting. But there are tons of other organizations. Some of them are involved with church organizations. Some of them are completely secular and provide all sorts of opportunities domestically and internationally to do all sorts of different things. You run the whole list of stuff. And we have a ton of young people, and when I say young people, and primarily my area is 18 to 25-year-olds, is they want to do this long-term thing, and they'd rather do it with the church, but there's nothing for them to do long-term in the church. Now, we have lots of short-term servant events and other opportunities, but maybe I'll do Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, or I'll go join DOOR or one of these other opportunities. And we said, well, why don't we do something with the church? And we'll pair it with some catechesis and some specific partnerships with congregations and registered service organizations. And we'll take our young people into the inner cities in the United States and around the world to bring the love of Jesus Christ there to these wonderful people of God.
And here's where Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries comes in the picture, right?
Yes.
Pastor Kieslowski, tell us about Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. What is it?
Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries is an organization made up of folks who are mindful of the incredible need for the church to be present in the Philadelphia city, in the city of Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the fifth largest city in our country, and it is sadly one of the most underserved cities in terms of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We have all but four congregations, and the membership in the city limits is somewhere between 300 and 400 baptized members. And so there is an incredible need. And over the last 15 years, we have made significant progress in going back into the city with the gospel. And our primary goal is to establish congregations that the gospel might go forth from the pulpits, from the fonts, from the altars, and that people would hear and believe the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we are in the midst of establishing our third congregation now in 15 years, and it's Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church in the northeast section of the city. And by the providence of God, we actually have facilities. We have a church building and two residential homes all within one city block. And that is our primary endeavor at this time, to see a congregation be established there and blossom. And it's a beautiful tie-in with the youth corps, that we might have a group of young people spend an entire year supporting the effort in this place. We have a new pastor, Reverend Adam DeGroat, who just moved 2 weeks ago to Philadelphia to take up the work as missionary pastor there at Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church. And so things are really starting to pick up steam, and we are really excited for what the Lord has in store for us in this city of Philadelphia, the birthplace of our country. So
you mentioned that, you know, Philly is one of the largest cities in the country, and not unlike other cities, the major cities, especially in urban areas, the LCMS congregations aren't as prevalent there. They're not as big. There are not as many members in the city, and so there's a great opportunity here for this ministry to reach. What are the needs of that particular community where in Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, Philadelphia as a whole is just so incredibly complex and dynamic. On one hand, you have a very large immigrant population. About 10% of the population is from another country originally. And that is especially true in the neighborhood around Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, where we are currently working to plant a church and to see it grow. We have folks from Vietnam, from Korea, Albania. We have folks that we work with in the church from Iraq, from Jamaica. There are many Russians and Ukrainians in the close proximity of the church. And then, you know, the city at large in the last several decades experienced a very rapid decline in population, but that we've turned a corner and the city is beginning to grow again. And one of the largest demographic sections of the population is the biggest group is the young adults between 25 and 35 is actually the largest subsection of the population. There are a lot of young people who are looking to live in the city, to work in the city, to raise families in the city, and the church needs to be there and needs to connect with these folks. We know that cities are a place of rampant secularism. In many ways, the cities are colonies for various non-scriptural lifestyles and attitudes towards life, and Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries wants to be present, wants to show the compassion of Christ to those in need. The city, like I said before, the birthplace of our country, all about liberty and freedom, and we want to bring the freedom of the gospel to people who, from various backgrounds, whether it be new to the country and struggling as immigrants to be established in our country, or those who perhaps have been misguided by really the lies of the devil and have succumbed to philosophies and approaches to life, worldviews that are contrary to the scriptures, and really lead to bondage. We want to be present. Another huge need is Philadelphia has Over 30 colleges and universities in the area. There's a huge student population, and they're another period of life that a great many questions are raised and dealt with, and the church needs to be present. The gospel needs to be preached and proclaimed in the city of Philadelphia. In the past, we've also been able to engage, especially among the homeless population, those who are unemployed, incredible need, material need. We have engaged in efforts to feed the homeless, to support those who are unemployed, underemployed. And that is an aspect of our work at Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church. So the need is tremendous. And the way we have gone about approaching all of these different needs is that the pastors who are involved, we try to hone in on what it is that the Lord has especially blessed them with, the gifts and talents that they have, and how we could put those to best use in a city with tremendous need. There's so many things that we could do, but what can we do well? And again, I think this is where the Youth Corps has an special appeal. The Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, has always done teaching, education, instruction in the Scriptures and our Christian faith extremely well, and so for an opportunity to have a year-long event where young people are experiencing the life of the church, they're being taught, they're instructed, they're also teaching others and helping to reach out in mercy. They're having an incredible experience in the life of the church that I really think will benefit them and the entire church for many years to come. So yes, tremendous need, and Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries is present and engaged in trying to meet those needs.
Stephen, Lutheran Youth Corps starts this summer with a small group, correct?
Yeah, we're doing what I've been calling a mini pilot.
A mini pilot.
And you heard Pastor Kieslowski just a second ago say the impact of having a group of young people in his city for a year mm-hmm. will be tremendous. So the idea is eventually that we'll be in a city for an entire year with a group of students, young adults.
So what's the mini pilot this summer?
This mini pilot will be 7 days long. So we're doing it extremely short.
You're packing a whole year into 7 days.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. Drinking from the fire hose, right? No. What we're going to do is invite those young people who have finished their junior year of high school, have been just recently graduated from high school, or have started their first year of college mm-hmm. to come to Philadelphia, live on campus of Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, and to partner with Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, Pastor DeGroat, the new pastor that Pastor mm-hmm. Kieslowski mentioned, as well as Pastor Kieslowski, and start partnering with PLM in that neighborhood to do some things, as well as partner with some of the partner congregations of PLM. So moving around the city doing various things. The other component is that we'll start the process of Gospel Seeds, which is a program that comes out of congregational engagement from the Office of National Mission. The technical name, I think, is Helping Human Needs While Planting Gospel Seeds. So we'll begin that initial survey for Shepherd of the City and their immediate neighborhood with Pastor Carlos Hernandez, who leads up that project for the Synod.
So doing a survey to find out what the needs are of the neighborhood?
Yeah, you asked the overall needs of the city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We're going to get down to brass tacks for the neighborhood where Shepherd of the City is and actually go door to door, knock on doors and say, what's the biggest challenges facing your neighborhood? And then go back and let PLM, Shepherd of the City, and mm-hmm. our program say, what can we meet? Which of those needs can we conquer?
So the program that happens this summer is, as you said, just a mini pilot to really start gathering information. And then the hope is that in 2015,
correct,
the full year-long program for those, what age?
18 to 25.
So completed high school, maybe some college.
Right. So the idea is you can fill that gap between high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
You can fill the gap between college and a vocation.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I just graduated. I'm not sure what I want to do with my life yet.
Sure.
Or you can take a year off of college, which some people like to do, travel the world, you know, travel with us.
Now, as Pastor Kozlowski described Philly and the neighborhood and the needs there, and it just described it as, you know, it's a large city. It's what, number five, I think you said, right, Pastor Kozlowski?
That is correct. Yep.
Fifth largest. There are several large cities across the U.S. with similar needs. Why are we starting in Philly?
Well, we're actually starting in two spots.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do one here in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
And we're partnering here with Emmaus Lutheran Church in Jefferson and South City. And we'll do the one in Philadelphia. We have a great relationship with PLM, mm-hmm. and we're excited about expanding that. We want to have a partner in our pilot that's an RSO, or a registered service organization, mm-hmm. and we wanted one of our pilots to be a congregation partnership. So we have both of those and these two. The idea then is then to expand to all of those other cities, hopefully even onward to, you know, the Dominican Republic, to Germany, various places around the world.
Very cool. So starting with this mini pilot this summer, working toward a full year-long program in 2015 in Philadelphia, and 2015 also in St. Louis?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so gathering the information this summer, and that will help then give PLM a year to come up with a plan?
Yeah. Well, and we'll be continuing in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Kozlowski has lots of ideas for expansion too, and some other things, and I'm excited to see what those things are. And then those surveys, and of course the wonderful energy that Pastor Kozlowski and Pastor DeGroat will give to this as well is mm-hmm. just really exciting. He mentioned a component here, and I'm really excited to hear him more speak more on this, is we always have taught the faith well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to teach the faith to these participants, these volunteers too, and that's going to be a solid component of our day. And I've asked Pastor Kozlowski to be one of our teachers for this mini pilot to talk about theology of mercy, but more specifically, he's going to zone in on what does it mean to be a Lutheran? What are these building blocks of our faith? So when you are out on the sidewalks and the streets and someone asks you about your faith, you can be, as St. Peter says, always prepared to give a defense for the hope that lies within you.
So this really serves not only as an opportunity to serve, but also an opportunity to learn and study and grow as being that student age, as a high school or college student.
Yeah. And you learn in your faith, you learn in vocation, you learn in the application of those things which you're studying. So we'll place the foundation at faith.
Mm-hmm.
What are the six chief parts of our faith? How do these apply to our life? But then we'll talk about vocation. What do you want to do with your life? What does God say about your life and mm-hmm. where you're going to be headed? Do you want to study in college? What do you want to study? Do you want to be a church worker? Is God calling you to be a pastor or a DCE or a teacher? Maybe. Let's talk about these possibilities. Maybe he wants you walking the streets in Philadelphia or in St. Louis, helping the homeless or the less fortunate.
Pastor Kozlowski, what are you looking forward to most with this summer's event?
Well, I first off am a huge fan of the city of Philadelphia, so an opportunity to bring fellow Christians to the city, to introduce the city to them, and to see where they can serve our Lord in the capacity of this plant, this church plant, Shepherd of the City. You know, you're combining several of my favorite things. The gospel is the most important thing to me. I am originally from the East Coast and grew up just a couple hours north of Philadelphia. So to introduce the city and its needs to youth, and then also I have a background teaching for several years before I went to seminary. I taught high school history for several years, and so I love the energy of young people. I love to see them to learn and to grow and to experience new things, and I especially love to see them get grounded in the Christian faith, especially in the Lutheran tradition and heritage. So it combines a great many passions of mine, and so I I'd love to see them come and experience what it would be like to serve for a year in Philadelphia, that they might themselves consider doing it for the year coming up, and also tell others about what the tremendous things that our Lord is doing in Philadelphia among those who are in great need. One of the blessings of the city is that folks are not nearly as guarded. They're more transparent about the reality of life and its brokenness, broken relationships, the hurt and the pain, and it's just very fertile ground for the scriptures to be taught, the message of Christ's saving work on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Really resonates, and the Holy Spirit works in very, very powerful ways as the message goes forth. And so to introduce folks to everything that's going on in Philadelphia and the city itself is something I'm very excited about and I'm really looking forward to.
How will you and Pastor DeGroat be involved with this summer's project, with this summer's event?
We will be present every day. Pastor DeGroat lives in a parsonage. He moved into a parsonage just two doors down from the church. And so we will be there pretty much around the clock in support of Pastor Cholak's programs and schedule. We've already talked about a regular daily routine of gathering several times throughout the day for prayer and for scripture reading, opportunities throughout the week for worship, and then several teaching sessions. And being familiar with the area, I think will play an important role in logistics and helping everyone in terms of if we need to leave the property. There will be time to sightsee and certainly spend time at Independence Hall and see the Liberty Bell and some of the more famous parts of Philadelphia. So support in that fashion, teach and get to know these kids and build relationships. There will be several other folks joining us throughout the course of the week, and so I hope to be kind of the glue that holds everything together and serve those visiting us and Reverend Cholak in any way that they need.
With this being the pilot, Reverend Cholak, what will be your involvement this summer?
I'm actually going to live in the house with the participants and sort of supervise
those poor kids.
Yeah, the 24/7 event, you know, which means, and this is really cool because Pastor Hieslowski just mentioned Pastor DeGroat's going to live on site too. He'll mm-hmm. be right next door. The house that we'll be in has two floors that are not connected, like they're separated, mm-hmm. so the boys can be on one floor and the girls on the other, and we'll be right in the midst of the church and the parsonage. So we'll be able to eat our meals and stuff in the church basement. We'll be able to pray regularly and do those kind of things. And I'll just sort of be the ringleader. And I'll have two helpers, two college students who have been involved with Lutheran Youth Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And, well, one of them has with the executive team, and then the other is a very influential student from Concordia, Nebraska. And they'll be living in the house with me, a boy and a girl, young lady, young man, and sort of keeping a pulse on, are there any issues? Mm-hmm. Are we all together on this? Do we have to address anything? So.
Very good. Well, we're talking about the launch of the Lutheran Youth Corps, starting with a mini pilot this summer, and then in 2015, going a little bit bigger, going a little bit further. So we'll continue the conversation when we come back. We need to take a quick break. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Are you ready for some good news? Well, I have some. Pro-lifers were out in front of a Lansing, Michigan abortion mill. They were praying and offering counseling for pregnant women going in. One of those mothers was going in for a third trimester late-term abortion, but the sidewalk counselors were equipped with life-size models of unborn babies. The mother was shown the one size of her unborn child, and sure enough, she had a change of heart and came out of the abortion mill saying she was going to give her baby life. I want you to be equipped in all circumstances. Email me through today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org, and I'll send you a free model of a 12-week unborn baby. You'll be amazed at how often you'll be able to use it as a witness for life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
What does this mean? To many Lutherans in America, this one simple question brings to mind the days of confirmation classes, memorizing Luther's small catechism with the pastor. But did you know that the Holy Spirit continues to call thousands of people all around the world to faith in Him through this powerful little book translated into the languages of the people? Visit lhfmissions.org to learn how you can help the Lutheran Heritage Foundation deliver this book of the faith to new Christians worldwide.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day, radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
Supporters of a Sudanese woman who was convicted of apostasy say she's out of prison after an appeals court canceled her death sentence. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf says the U.S. welcomes the release of 27-year-old Maryam Ibrahim.
Ms. Ibrahim was sentenced on May 15th to be flogged for adultery and to be hanged to death for apostasy because of her religious conversion to Christianity.
Ibrahim, whose father was Muslim but who was raised by her Christian mother, was convicted after marrying a Christian. Other Sudanese have been convicted of apostasy in recent years but escaped execution by renouncing their faith. Ibrahim's lawyer says she has left prison and is now with her husband and two children. Her 18-month-old son had been with her in jail, where she gave birth last month to a baby girl.
The case has drawn the attention of the world, has been of deep concern to the United States government and to many Americans.
Maryam Ibrahim's husband is an American citizen, so supporters hope that the family will soon be flown to safety in the United States. I'm Steve Coleman.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking about the launch of Lutheran Youth Corps with a mini pilot this summer, and then in 2015, the big program, the full year-long program with young adults ages 18 to 25 in that area, right after high school, maybe that gap year between high school and college, or maybe after college, or in the middle of college when you're trying to figure out what you want to do, change your major, you know, those sort of things, trying to figure out what to do. With what you all have shared thus far about the launch this summer, the week-long program this summer, Stephen, you've given us kind of a picture of the setup, the the church and the parsonage and the house all right there together. Coming from a background in youth and family ministry and camp ministry and outdoors, those types of things, the logistics of it can be, I'm sure, a little bit challenging planning an event like this, having worked with servant events myself, you know, arranging for housing and meals and all those things. You'll be able to live on site there. You'll have leaders there on site. What's the daily schedule look like? Have you worked that out yet?
Yeah, I have a tentative schedule set. Mm-hmm. We'll start the day with morning prayer matins, and we'll end the day with compline. So once we rise and when we go to bed, we'll be praying. We'll eat together breakfast in the really cool thing about Shepherd of the City. They got a great huge basement that's like the fellowship hall area with a attached kitchen. So we'll eat our meals there. We'll be very close to the church. And so we'll eat together breakfast. We'll go then upstairs and learn a little bit. The first couple hours will be a catechetical time. Ask questions, dive into the Word of God, study a little bit about the theology of mercy. What are we doing here? What is this life together stuff and witnessing? And you know, what are we talking about? And then we'll go out and do some things in the neighborhood late morning. Come back for lunch. Depending on the day, we might brown bag lunch somewhere, paper sack lunch. Then we'll go back out and do some more hands-on sort of things. Now, that first couple days are going to be gospel seeds, so we'll be doing neighborhood surveys, but we'll hopefully do something community involved as far as a servant event, and that I mean the neighborhood, and then also do something congregation involved. So something perhaps with some of the members at Shepherd of the City or one of the other member congregations. Pastor Kieslowski is a pastor at another congregation in Philly, so hopefully we can get involved with his congregation and with some of the others in the city that need something done or that we can help some of their members out. And then in the evening, we'll jump on Metro or whatever the public transportation's called. Pastor Kieslowski, what's that called?
SEPTA.
SEPTA, ooh. And we'll go see some really cool Philadelphia sites and then come home, pray, and have some fun together, just doing some things at home, movie nights, those kind of things. Go to bed.
So a fun-packed week from sunrise to sunset and beyond.
Exactly.
It sounds like you've got a pretty tight schedule and plenty to do.
And this can be somewhat intense for some people. It may be just normal life for some, but I would think more intense for more than not. Jump in with your boots and start running.
Pastor Kieslowski, how do you picture your congregation? Your congregation is part of Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. How do you think the congregation may be involved or connected to this event this summer?
Yes, I serve St. John Lutheran Church just to the west of Philadelphia in a little town called Springfield. And our congregation is one of the oldest in the area. It dates back to the 1840s and was in South Philadelphia for 100 years before building the new building out in Springfield. And so our folks have deep roots in the area and are very enthusiastic about being back in the city with its tradition and heritage. And our folks can support this endeavor in a number of different ways. Most recently, very hands-on in getting the parsonage renovated, painted, cleaned, ready to go for the new pastor to come in. And so I have several gentlemen in my congregation that are very gracious with their time and are very, very capable and very talented when it comes to home remodeling and repair, and can lend some direction and some guidance with regards to physical plant improvement facilities and whatnot, especially as many of the members of the congregation are below the poverty line. They maybe work a couple of different jobs. And so as we explore the needs of the congregation, especially as Pastor DeGroat gets his feet under him in this congregation and gets to know the people that our Lord has brought together, I think there may be opportunity for the members of my congregation to assist in that fashion in terms of helping. Just yesterday, I was actually with Pastor DeGroat. I have a large family myself and a large vehicle, and we were able to help purchase and deliver a refrigerator for one of our dear members who's become a pillar of the congregation. So the folks in my congregation love very hands-on type activity like that. We've also got several folks who love to teach. And so the distance is a little difficult. While we're 20 miles from Shepherd of the City, city traffic often is a bear, and so we're still trying to work through some of those complexities and the best way for them to connect. But we also have two congregations in West Philadelphia that we've been communicating with, asking how can we be of help? Are there great ideas for the congregation, for the neighborhood? One congregation is Christ Assembly Lutheran Church, and a bit of history. They were the first congregation that Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries helped establish. They are primarily a congregation of people that have come to our country from Liberia. And the pastor is Liberian, and they're going through a time of change right now, transition. The pastor, Pastor Zogard, is returning to Liberia to continue his ministry in his retirement years. and they're in a very dynamic neighborhood in West Philadelphia. We also have St. Philip's Lutheran Church in West Philadelphia, a historic black congregation that has a very large facility, a beautiful church building sanctuary, and also a big classroom building, former school, and that's not right now isn't seeing a lot of use. And both of those two churches are very close to public transit, and we'd be able to connect with them and support them with the youth corps both this week in August, but also in the year long effort. And so those are, you know, our partners and opportunities to connect. We do have churches outside the city of Philadelphia, to the north and to the south, and over in New Jersey. Sadly, you know, there's a river, the Delaware, that separates Philadelphia from New Jersey, and it seems like another world sometimes over in New Jersey. But there are congregations that support the work in the city, and so we're excited to see, as we get the ball rolling, for people to be engaged and involved. And part of it is being on a program like yours, Andy, where we're able to get the word out and get people excited and energized for this new endeavor.
Stephen, with this summer's event right around the corner, August, correct? What are the
August
dates?
August 11th through the 17th.
And is there still time to for someone to apply for this opportunity?
Most definitely. And actually, we'll be updating our website with registration materials and such by July 1, which is next Tuesday. So you can go to the youth ministry website, specifically to lcms.org/ youth corps. Mm-hmm. You can email me now, and that's Stephen with a V, stephen.cholak@lcms.org.
Very good. Or if you email family@kfuo.org, we'll make sure that gets to Pastor Cholak as
awesome.
Well.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep. You bet. Yeah. Yes. So August 11th through the 17th.
So that's on Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday coming up this summer. Again, who are the candidates for this? What age group and audience are we looking for?
Yeah, if you've just finished your junior year of high school. In other words, you're getting ready to start your senior year of high school, and or you've just graduated from high school, or you've just finished your first year of college. So those 3 years.
Okay, so it finished junior year, somewhere between finishing junior year and finish of high school, or finishing first year of freshman year of college.
Correct.
Anywhere in that range, you would be a candidate for this. So
exactly.
you can find out more on lcms.org/youthcorps. Youth Corps.
And that's CORPS.
YOUTHCORPS. We'll provide a link to it today with the information about with the archive of today's program. And again, you can email us family@kfuo.org, and we'll get you connected with Pastor Cholak as well. If you want more information on that, we'd be glad to get you connected.
Andy, I went through the schedule. This is the Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have an anticipation that Saturday we're going to change things up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And hopefully culminate that Saturday evening with a neighborhood sort of get-together.
Uh-huh.
Sort of invite all
block
of the
party.
People that we've been able to meet to come to the church and have a little bit of a party or a celebration in the Lord. And
sure.
Say, hey, let's celebrate each other. Let's bear one another's burdens and enjoy hot dogs and games and other such things. Inviting then everybody to Shepherd of the City on Sunday morning to worship and receive Christ's gifts.
Knowing that this summer is the mini pilot, and that will probably influence a lot of what happens then in 2015, based on what the experience is this summer. Any ideas what the year-long schedule might look like? I know you've described the daily schedule for this week-long event this summer, with starting off with prayer in the morning and some study in the morning and lunch and going out into the neighborhood in the late morning and afternoons, and then closing with prayer at the end of the day. Any idea what the year-long schedule looks like in terms of the work and service and the study? How does that all fit into the year-long schedule? Any ideas on that yet?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a new component to the year-long event that we wouldn't be able to do in a seven-day event. And that is, our volunteers will be paired with registered service organizations or other humanitarian aid kind of groups in the city to do internships during the day. So basically, the 9 to 5 time frame of the day, they'll be individually in different organizations that are doing work in the city for the poverty group or the homeless or whatnot that meet their interests. So, say someone has a real, like myself, when graduating from high school, I was really interested in sports medicine, in first aid, those kind of things. I might be then paired with an organization that does triage or helps with first aid kind of training or other kind of things like that. Or maybe somebody's in the middle of a finance degree. We might pair them with somebody in the city who's doing accounting work that they can learn there and then offer their services as a volunteer to that organization.
Very good. Pastor Kieslowski, what are you looking forward to with the year-long program?
Yes. Over the course of the year, I can't emphasize this enough, but the very Lutheran approach to this year of service. Stephen Cholak and I have been researching, this year-long kind of servant model. And if, there are many other fine organizations that provide an opportunity for people to serve for a year or two. But when you begin to read about those organizations, they all have very clearly defined mission and value statements. And we will intend to be very Lutheran, and that's what will set us apart. And we will seek to be the agents of Christ in a hurting and broken world, consistent with our Lutheran heritage and identity, a tremendous love for the Scriptures. We want to be able to equip these youth to go out and to serve and to connect and show the compassion of Christ and be energized by the teaching of Scripture, and with the hope that comes from Christ crucified, that we instill in these youth a passion and a love for being a Lutheran Christian in the world, and how this all connects and it is unified, and with so much brokenness and so much hurt in our city, that these youth would learn to appreciate the Lutheran approach to suffering, making sense of life from light of the cross. That our Lord's death on the cross means something. It wasn't an accident, but that God is able to bring great good out of great evil and great tragedy. And to me, that is just tremendously exciting to invest in youth, to be connected to youth, to build a relationship around these very essential things of our Christian faith, and that they would go out and be agents of care and mercy in the city of Philadelphia, really springing forth from the truth of Scripture and what it is that that has always driven those of the Lutheran tradition to see Christ in people who are broken and hurting, and to reach out in love and compassion to see the need and to address it and help and bring hope and peace to those who need it so desperately.
Stephen, how does a faithful scriptural understanding of mercy shape this week-long event and the whole year-long program?
Well, right at the center of all that we do is the cross of Christ. And we see specifically a God who is not just up in the heavens looking down or possibly even ignoring us, but rather one who cares for us so deeply that he becomes one of us, fulfills what we could not do perfectly, and then dies upon the cross of Calvary in order to have us unto himself. And so Jesus says, no greater love hath a man that he lay down his life for his friends. And indeed, you can see in the ministry of Jesus, it doesn't stop with friends, but indeed goes on to enemies and those who persecute. So what does it mean then to be a Christian, but to be a little Christ, one who has died in your baptism, been connected to that cross of Calvary, have died to your sins and now are alive in the resurrection of Jesus, to die to those who you come in contact with, those who you run into on the streets, those who see you at the coffee shop, who are driving down the busy road next to you. We have not a duty to serve because we are trying to get in a better standing before God, but we have a duty to serve because it's who we are. Our heart has been lifted out of us, and a new heart has been put in its place, one of flesh that beats because Christ is alive, and that's us too. So now we're not who we were. And so, you know, that famous camp song, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." They'll know we are Christians by our love for each other and how we reach out with the love of Christ to the world.
Pastor Kuzlowski, with just about 2 minutes, how do you see this Lutheran Youth Corps benefiting? What do you see some of the benefits that will come out of this for the neighborhood where Shepherd of the City is? What do you see some of the potential for some great things that could come out of this?
Yeah, where we are in Northeast Philadelphia, the property that we own, there was a congregation there for 50 years or so, and it slowly dwindled and reached the end of its lifespan. And we purchased the property from that congregation for a dollar as a result of strong leadership, convincing those that remained to be part of a new enterprise to reestablish a presence there. And so just in having services, just being present actually has really awakened a response among those who are nearby in the community. They they feel that we have an interest in caring for them and connecting with them. And so to have the youth corps and this lively presence of people there to serve, folks will see that right off, and they'll be excited, and will open many doors, I'm convinced, for conversations about what it is that the church, why it exists, and why the gospel is so important. One of the neat things is there's a bus stop right out in front of the church, and we keep the doors open to the church every day as much as we can. And from that bus stop, you can look straight in to the church building and see the font and the altar
right down the aisle.
And so the more we can connect folks with that, I think the more progress and the greater flourishing of the church there will be.
Very good. With just about 2 minutes, Reverend Cholak, what do you think would be the potential benefits for students for young adults who participate in this? What are obviously the opportunity to serve? What else might they gain from this experience, whether it be the week-long or the year-long program?
Yeah, they're going to meet. Well, Jesus is going to meet them in the midst of His saving means of grace, centered around what we do is going to be preaching and teaching of the Word. They're going to meet other Christians, young Christians from around the country who want to serve their Lord, and they're going to grow in their faith, and they're going to grow in their relationships with those people as they serve it in Philly and here in St. Louis and beyond. They're going to meet people in all sorts of walks of life. They're going to reach out to people who don't know love, and they're going to be able to give the love of Christ to them. So not only that, they're going to learn about vocation. They're going to learn about the different ways that they can serve the church and bear the burdens of those who are baptized with them. They're going to meet great pastors and great church workers, DCEs, teachers, deaconesses. It's going to be a really fun time to grow as a family, life together.
A life together experience that will create memories that will, I'm sure, last a lifetime, and valuable things that that they can take with them into their future vocations as well, right. Is what I'm hearing you say.
Exactly. I mean, and this could be any vocation. Remember, we as Lutherans don't think one vocation's more holier than another, but God has called us each to our own spot. And so what is God doing specifically in your life if you're a banker or a teacher or a gas station attendant or mm-hmm. whatever it happens to be that you're doing in life, or as a mother, as a father, as a brother?
With just about a minute left, quickly again, the details on how to find out more, who's eligible for the summer, and then the 2015. Is registration opening soon for the 2015 year-long program?
I'm guessing at the year change, we'll mm-hmm. have all that ready, so in January.
Okay.
But for this mini pilot, it's August 11th through the 17th in Philadelphia. No cost to anyone. You just have to get to Philadelphia. We'll take care of your room and board and all your activities. You can find out more information at lcms.org/youthcorps, YOUTHCORPS. There are more information there. Registration forms and everything will be there July 1 or thereafter. If you'd like more immediate information, you can contact me at stephen.cholak@lcms.org or
family@kfuo.org, and we'll get you connected with Pastor Cholak. Yeah.
And I would also encourage you to check out phillyministries.org. See more about Rob Kieslowski and his ministry.
We've been talking with the Reverend Robert Kieslowski. He's the director of Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Pastor Kieslowski, thanks so much for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. I really appreciate it.
We've also been talking with the Reverend Stephen Cholak, Special Ministries Projects Coordinator in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Cholak, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Coming up in a little bit, we've got Moments of Assurance. Stick around for great conversation, inspirational music right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.